You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 121. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about writing trade-offs. Put simply, this means that every yes is a no to something else, and we want to be cognizant of what those trade-offs actually are when put in context of our writing. As much as I would love to spend all day every day writing, outlining, brainstorming, editing, and even doing the marketing work for my author business, I choose not to. I have a full-time job, and I also co-own Tally Inc., which means that my books do not get all of my attention all of the time. It's not that I quote-unquote can't eschew all of my other responsibilities to spend hours noodling on my characters. I could. That's the reality of free choice. But the consequences are greater than I'm willing to accept. What's happening is a trade-off. Trade-offs happen all the time, whether we realize it or not, because our time is finite. It's our most valuable resource in that you can't make more of it, you can't get back time spent, wasted, or lost, and none of us know how much of it we have left. That's the reality of time. That means we have to choose what to use that time for, and every time we say yes to something, we are saying no to something else. I choose to go to work each day because that pays the bills. My yes to work is a no to writing. My yes to producing this podcast is a no to writing. And trade-offs are not all bad. We shouldn't look at the phrase making a trade-off and think that it's a bad thing. Doing so would just put us in a frame of mind to blame the thing we said yes to for taking away time from writing or whatever else you said no to in order to do the thing. Trade-offs are not about blame. They're just about the reality of how our time, focus, and attention works. Sometimes we make trade-offs we really love, like staying in to read instead of going out to a party, if you're an introvert who hates parties. And yes, I am speaking from experience. But we all have to make sacrifices in our lives to reach our goals. That's the cost of a goal, which we've talked about before. Sometimes if you are setting aside time to write, the trade-off is less time with your family. Some people make that choice, and others decide that it's either not worth it, or they just trade off less time. Sometimes the trade-off is less energy or creativity for marketing. And that's why you'll see authors go through cycles of activity on social media where they're posting a lot and then drop off for a while. Or maybe this happens on their email list. Because the energy and effort involved to be present like that is a no to writing, which is not worth it at times. And sometimes the trade-off is actually better long-term health. If you're using some of your time for exercising, cooking healthier food at home, and making space for quiet. While the time invested into those activities is a no to writing, there are some trade-offs that actually make writing time more productive, and I think this is one of them. The thing with all trade-offs, but especially writing trade-offs, is not to think in terms of the time you're losing by not writing all the time, but rather thinking about what is important to you at a high level, including writing, and what daily trade-offs can you make, whether small or large, to set yourself up in the future to be able to say yes to writing more than you are now, if that's among your desires. Trade-offs are about balance, but we don't have to be as dramatic as Thanos when we make them. What I really want you to take away from this episode is to be aware of the trade-offs you are making when it comes to your writing. And rather than blaming the other things we do in our lives for taking time away from writing, recognize that we are making active choices every time we say yes to something else. It's not about being good or bad, right or wrong. It's about noticing and recognizing that for every yes, we have to say no to something else. That's just life. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.